I am so excited to announce our new platform launch, the49ersrush.com. We've been active on Patreon for years, and we're still going to keep that community going, but the49ersrush.com has everything Patreon offers and a bunch more. You want to watch player breakdowns? Guess what? You click that. It's filtered based on players. You want to see Javon Hargrave, what he brings, some CMC tape broken down, IU, Jair Brown. We've got hundreds and hundreds of tapes on. Now, you want football 101. You want to learn scheme? Guess what? We've got every single offensive, defensive, special team snap. Head over to the49ersrush.com, sign up, join the community, and plus we got a 7-day free trial. So.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
I'm for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It has been rough out there on these free agency streets. It hasn't gone well. And judging from the DMs, the text messages, the emails, the comments, I know I'm not the only one that is struggling as a 49ers fan. It's rough. Today has not gone well. So what we're going to do, I always do this after 49ers lose a game, right? The 49ers post-game therapy. And so we're going to do that. Now, free agency still going. There's still multiple things coming in. And who knows? Maybe the 49ers make a big move. I doubt it while we're recording. We went live at 5:20 p.m. on Monday. Now, I get that everybody's upset. We're going to work through those emotions for sure. We're going to track all the players that the 49ers lost, which it's a lot. It's a plethora. The 49ers gained one, retained two, all small second-tier non-starter contracts. That's not a bad deal. It's just it's the players that you lose that were foundational. And really, I'm going to be honest with you, I think there's one. It's the Drake Greenlaw leaving was the one. That was just the ultimate red wedding, kick you in the gut. You just feel awful. I freaking, he's my favorite player. Has been my favorite player since 2020. We drafted him in 2019. He's everything that you want in football. He's everything that you want in a fan. He's everything that you want in a teammate. Like, it doesn't, he's just it, and you lost him. I understand, and we'll talk about why you lost him, but man, that one just, I mean, just the wind knocked out of me. Yeah, I don't know if you guys felt that way too. Seeing Drake Greenlaw play in another uniform is total and utter, pardon my language, bullshit. It's bullshit. Matt, appreciate your friendship and the super chat. John, tequila's on me today. Stay faithful, guys. I wouldn't plan on drinking. And I don't know how much I want to say about this, but like, we're homeschooling the 16-year-old, and we had to purge the house of all alcoholic beverages because 16-year-old went full 16-year-old, and I am in just like instantaneous. I have nothing to partake with right now, and I'm a little bit upset, but that was going to change right after this show. I'm pissed, and so I apologize if you're going to hear bad language. I'm very, very upset right now. We're going to do a nuanced take. We're going to put that into perspective. And, you know, whenever you look at all the amount of contracts that have gone out the window, it's very, very stressful. But whenever you break it down on a person by a player by player basis, it's a little bit better. And whenever you look at, like, again, the guys that perhaps the 49ers have quote unquote missed on, it's not too bad. It's not as bad as it feels. It feels worse. We're overreacting right now. But man, it still hurts. John, appreciate the super chat. Is the sky falling? Because it feels like the sky is falling. So let's go through the players that we lost. Okay, we're going to go by average per year. Gosh, man, we lost a lot. Charvarius Ward, gone. 3 years, $60 million, $20 million per year. Aaron Banks, gone. 4 years, $77 million, $19.5 million per year. Jalen Moore, gone. 2 years, $30 million, $15 million per year for Jalen Moore. Talano Funga, gone. That one hurts. That one hurts. We'll go through and break down why they all hurt, and we'll grade them on a scale of 1 to 10. How about that? $15 million a year for Huff. Dre Greenlaw, gone. That's the killer. 3 year, 35, $11.6 million. I thought he'd get a 1 or 2 year prove-it deal at eight. Five teams bidding, drove that up, coming off the injury. Crazy. I love him. I love him. Josh Dobbs gone. Doesn't really matter. 2 years, $8 million. That's $4 million a year. And Elijah Mitchell gone. 1 year deal, $3.5 million to the Chiefs. Those guys are gone. Now, who do you have? The 49ers signed Luke Farrell. Which, if you want to feel good, if you want to, and we're going to give that option, everybody gets to pick their path. We've got a film up already on it. As soon as we signed him, I jumped in, and I enjoyed the film. I enjoyed the film. I actually quite like this signing because it makes perfect sense with who the 49ers are. We'll detail that later. 3 year, $20 million deal, $11 million guaranteed. Did you overpay? Yeah, 6.8 per year for a tight end, number two. That's a lot. Niners whiffed. And then you kept Kevin Givens and Patrick Taylor Jr. Do I think the sky is falling? No. And from all of the texts that I keep getting, it's we're rebuilding. We're done. 49ers suck. Sky is falling. Like, you're not the only one, John. The community feels the way. The reason why I wasn't sure. I was going to go live today at some point. For show number two, I was waiting to see if there were going to be some more signings or whatever. When that Dre Greenlaw news came out, it was just, oh, gosh, man. It freaking hurts. It freaking hurts. It hurts bad. And so, I don't know if you saw the graphic I made, but this is like the thumbnail that I made for the show. It's the happy sad guy meme, the old grandpa drinking the coffee with like the fake smile. That's just how I feel. That's how I feel. It's not great. And I was cool for most of it, right? I saw Drew Dahlman go. I didn't expect him to sign with the Niners. And I really wanted a center. And so Ryan Kelly was the guy that I really, really wanted. He went for $9 million a year. Dude, six-time Pro Bowler. And we didn't get him. Signed for $9 million a year. It's almost like the 49ers just aren't trying. So whenever I realized, probably stuck with Jake Brendel, that hurt. And as soon as I came to grips with that, then you see Dre Greenlaw, and it was just like a 1-2 gut punch. It was just, oh, it hurt. It hurt bad. And I'm still hurting. Bro Montana. Who this draft could be replacement impact players? There are so many. And the Niners have 11 draft picks. So if we're going to focus on positivity, the Niners have already maxed out the compensation pick formula for 2026. This is the way they're going to build. And if you are one of those people that has been really, really upset by all these old contracts and old players, you should be relishing today. You should be happy today because the Niners are about facing with how they handle things. Now, free agency isn't done, and there's still lots more quality players, top-tier players that you could sign. Joseph Osai just signed with another team. That hurts, but, you know, again, it's getting smaller and smaller, that player pool. But if you want the 49ers to get young and rebuild through the draft, that's what they're doing. You got 11 draft picks this year. Guess what? You're going to have 11 draft picks next year. You've already maxed out. You're only allowed 4 player compensation picks per year. Niners have already maxed it out. They're going to get like 3 fourths and a fifth rounder. And we'll detail, you know, those. But Niners are loaded as far as draft picks go for the very few, very near future. Now, Bro Montana, who this draft can be a replacement impact player with your 11 pick? And again, this is probably the best third round I've ever been a part of grading draft. Players, there's so many guys you can get there. Defensive tackle, you got to. Center, sure. I am now going to be the firm believer of drafting Gray Zabel in the second round of all my mock drafts. And I'm being hyperbolic, of course, but golly, if you want a center, the draft is it now. You got Gray Zabel the second, Jared Wilson in the third. That's about it. Now, you can take a flyer on a guy like Jake Majors or Steichen, Seth McLaughlin. Seth McLaughlin. There's lots of guys, but Gray Zabel in the second. You want to throw Marcus Bau, which a lot of people are putting him in the center category in the third round. Cool. Jared Wilson, cool. Like, there's options there. Defensive tackles everywhere. Edge rushers, what you need to. Yeah, this pretty deep edge rusher class. And you still need a tight end. You sign tight end, too, which I really do like this pairing. I really, really do. So, you know, if you want to go over to the 49ers Rush and watch the All-22 breakdown on our Patreon page, that's up on there. Just click on Player Breakdowns. It's the first one. I scroll at the top. Let's talk Luke Farrell, okay? Let's get some positivity. Look at Uncle Salty. Greetings from the rainy Pacific Northwest. We feel like we are all there with you right now.
They say money can't buy you happiness. That might be true, but money sure can make you feel a lot of other things. When did you decide to take care of your money and why? Me, as somebody that branched out, got away from the normal paying job and had to take care of my own business and started from the ground up, money is stressful and it's been hard for me. But Acorns was a major part of the decision that made me be able to do the 49ers Rush podcast. Acorns is a financial wellness app that helps you take control of your money with simple tools that make it easy to start saving and investing for your future. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that matches you and your money goals. My favorite thing, you don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now, as little as $5. Even if all you have is spare change, you can get started. So if you're ready to take control of your money, sign up now and join the over 13 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $22 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/49ers. Again, acorns.com/49ers, or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/49ers.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
And I'm sorry, I'm not neglecting the chat. That's not what I'm doing. I got behind and now it's overwhelming. So I'm going to scroll to the bottom. So I apologize. Appreciate all the hashtag CCs. Appreciate the comments. I'm not skipping over them. I just can't catch up. There's no way. So let's talk positive. Okay. Luke Farrell, tight end number two for the 49ers. I really like the tape considerably. The number one trait, if you want positives, hasn't missed a game in three consecutive years. And in fact, he missed two games his rookie year, not because he was injured, just because he was a healthy scratch. That's a negative as a true rookie tight end. But tight end is the hardest position to transition from the college football to the NFL. 49ers have struck out Cam Latu, Braden Willis. You want to throw Jake Tonjes in there? Cool. They've whiffed. Eric Saubert was awful last year. Awful. The one thing Eric Saubert did do is played a lot of special teams, was bad at that, but he never got hurt. He just kept playing. So now you get Luke Farrell, best ability, availability. He's got that in spades. 6'5", 250. He's not like a thumper. He's not mean. He doesn't pancake people. He just does his damn job. He is the most unsexy tight end two that's going to exist. Doesn't really even do a lot in the passing game, except he is probably one of the top three pass blocking grades, like in the NFL. Like, he's that damn good. And it shows on tape consistently. It was funny breaking down the Jags tape, and I was like, ooh, I wish the Niners did this play. Ooh, I wish the Niners, because they're helping their tackles. So Luke Farrell does two very, very real things. He helps out your offensive tackles and pass protection. We need that for Colton McKivitz. We know that. And then two, he allows George Kittle to run routes way more often. I think George Kittle stayed in for 64 pass blocking snaps last year. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. Now you have a guy that you can trust in pass protection. This allows George Kittle to run more routes, which is where you want him. The playmaker is there. Okay. So that is very, very important. Run blocking solid. He's a get the job done type guy. He's not waylaying people or whatever else. Smart. And he's a stalemate blocker. He's not a vertical progression blocker, right? So, like, think about a tight end blocking somebody and pushing them against their will. That's not what he does. But he's so damn consistent. Tape is consistent. He's an inline blocker. If you look at throughout his career, he's playing 66 games, 20 starts. He's been a tight end too his whole career. 1,100 snaps in his career. 30 of those were in the backfield as a fullback. So I see the people say, can he be juiced? No. No. He's not that. He gets no movement at all. He has no wiggle at all. He can't run routes at all. No, that's not what he does. So for the people that are saying Luke Farrell is now your fullback option, absolutely not. Luke Farrell wasn't that at Ohio State. He wasn't that at any point in his career so far. So you're asking him to do something he's never done. He only had 30 snaps in the backfield ever in the NFL. But what does he do? 964 snaps in line. 49ers are a 12 personnel team. One back, two tight ends. This makes that better. How many snaps? Let me just pull this up right now. Because, like, Eric Saubert played some damn football last year. What good football, but he was out there freaking nonstop. If you look at the total snaps that we had last year, Eric Saubert, he had 377 snaps, and they were terrible. That's way too many damn snaps for a horrible player. You just swap that out. This is the Charlie Warner role. Helps with run blocking. Not as physical as Charlie Warner. More consistent than Charlie Warner. Way better pass blocker. Good run blocker. Not great, but he's good. He gets to his assignments. He's at his best getting to the second level. And very, very good pro pass protection. Like, that's what he does. So he's a good player, not a great player. Yeah, you can throw the ball. His hands aren't bad. He just has no wiggle in his hips. He can't set it. Like, you're playing against a zone team, he can find a spot in the zone. That's what he can do. And I know people are like, man, zero touchdowns? Yeah, he got no touchdowns. But that's not what his job is. His job is to get Kittle more touchdowns. Luke Farrell, I think, is a positive sign. Yeah, for people are like, man, we overpaid. Did we? Yeah, $11 million over 3 years? That's like three-something million guaranteed. The average pay for a tight end two in the NFL is like $4.5 million. This is not even an overpay. I think people saw the $20 million and flipped out. It's not. It's not an overpay for tight end two. Look what Charlie Warner got. Shoot, Ross Dwelly got $4 million, and he was a healthy scratch for $4 million in 1 year. He was a healthy scratch half the time for us. We would have killed for Ross Dwelly last year. Would have killed for that dude. Again, Luke Farrell, is it sexy? No, not at all. Like, there is nothing sexy about this guy at all. He is your play it safe, straight down the fairway, do your damn job, and make everybody else look better than they are. Make Colton McKivitz look better, allow George Kittle to run his routes. Oh, and by the way, 500-plus special team snaps. That is paramount to this signing. That's what it is. But what I do like is now the hardest position to transition is from college to pro is tight end. Now you've got that solved. So now you can go get a move tight end, which, oh, Harold Fannin Jr., please, if I could have anybody. I know everybody loves Tyler Warren. I would much rather have Harold Fannin Jr. in the third or fourth than Tyler Warren at pick 11. That is just, whew, man, I would be so happy. I would be so, so happy. Man, I would like Oscar. I like this comment. Sorry. 12 personnel will be huge in 2025. One tight end blocks while Kittle runs around. Yes. That is exactly correct. Instead of getting, we're talking about juice still. Yeah. I want to focus on what we have lost. and not so much what we could lose or whatever else that looks like. Again, the whole idea is just, man, what are we, quote unquote, losing currently, right? That's what I want to see. So let's grade on a scale of 1 to 10 what hurts the most and what hurts the least, okay? And we'll start at the top. Charvarius Ward leaving, that was going to happen. He wasn't a great scheme fit for Nick Sorensen, and he's not even really, I'm going to be honest with you, for Robert Saleh coming in. Robert Saleh does a lot more cover one than cover three. It didn't used to be that way, but if you look at what the Jets, he wants corners that can run. That's never been Charvarius, and why he was an undrafted free agent. He got paid big-time money, and I love that dude. My favorite press conference ever is Charvarius Ward anytime he's behind the mic. Love that dude. He's going to a better fit. He really, really is. And so happy for him. Glad he got paid, but just wasn't a fit anymore. Charvarius Ward's a very, very good corner, and he's being paid as such. But you have to roll safety help over the top and get speedy wide receivers. We've refused to do that all last year, Nick Sorensen, and it cost him. How many touchdowns did he end up giving up, right? Didn't mean he was a bad player, obviously, with what he was going through. That's just not suited to his strengths. No longer a fit if we're going to do cover one type stuff. And, yeah, we're going to still do, you know, cover six, quarters, all that. But cover one on third downs, get speed wide receivers. So I'm going to put the Charvarius Ward at like a six. It hurts, but we knew this was happening. Aaron Banks is a zero. Aaron Banks doesn't hurt at all. And it was funny when Aaron Banks signed for that much money. It was just like, damn. $19.5 million. Now, Aaron Banks has quality tape, but it wasn't this year, and it stopped week three back last, like a full 2022 season or 2023 season. He's been injured nonstop. He plays through injury. That's huge. He's got a wide base. That's huge. But like all four guards that played whenever he was out were all better than him. All of them. Nick Sakil, better. Ben Barch, better. Spencer Burford, better. Now, what's that tell you? I'm happy that he got paid, and he is such a good dude. He wasn't a fit with us. He was not a fit with us. And I'm happy for him. I really, really am. This is a win for the Niners. We get a huge comp pick. This is a win for Banks. He gets paid. I think it's probably a win for the Packers, too, because they're going to kick their guard, Elton Jenkins, into center, I think. Which, man, good for them. I would love to have Elton Jenkins, man. Oof, that dude's a staller. Just, I like him a lot. Now, you lose Jalen Moore. I'm going to say that's probably like a seven. Trent Williams misses games, period. That's going to continue. And you had this solid backup. I can't believe he got $15 million, you know, for the Chiefs. He's going to be starting for the Chiefs. But, yeah, like, I think Jalen Moore leaving hurts more than Banks by a mile. And that one hurts more than Charvarius Ward, who I think we kind of considered was gone. Talanoa Hufanga, I'm going to go at eight. He was my second favorite player on the team. I just love guys that play with all-out energy and effort and make plays. We haven't seen the, you know, he had that one great year with us, the all-pro season, and he had the, you know, the playoff win with the getting the blocked punt in Lambeau. Dude was just incredible on and off the field. Love him, love him, love him. But Malik Mustafa kind of took that role. Having Hufanga and Mustafa, it was a little overkill because neither one could do what they needed to do. And again, Nick Sorensen started playing Talanoa as a single high safety. What the hell are you doing, you moron? That's stupid. So he goes to a better fit. He gets to play his role the way he should play his role. He doesn't, like, he's the guy there now. And he should be. That defense is going to be unbelievable. And then, you know, Drake Greenlaw, that's a 10. You can't hurt more. That's red wedding, right? Hurts so bad. Hurts so bad. I hate it, man. That one hurts. And you're kind of stuck with what to do now at the linebacker position because you got D Winters. You got Curtis Robinson. Like, you like those guys. But, man, there's still some linebackers out there. But this dude was the heart and soul tone setter. Watching Shorzy, right? The new season just came out. Set the tone. Set the tone. Like, that's who he was. He was the Jim's all wrapped up in what? I know I'm like talking to like two people right now that are listening to this, but I pray if you are a person that watches Shoresy, just know that I love you. And so the Drake Greenlaw one hurts more than anything. The injury, we got to see him come back for three quarters. That was it. And it was enough. And so, you know, for him, I don't think the Niners had a problem with the amount of money, right? $11.6 million per year. It was the length. The 49ers are moving away from these long-term contracts with all these other players, man. Gosh, it hurts. Hurts. Now, Josh Dobbs, zero. Kyle Shanahan hated him anyway. So, like, whatever. And the good news about Josh Dobbs signing, Nick Corte of Over the Cap said that's going to cancel out the Luke Farrell signing on the compensation picks. That's what we're going to talk about next. So Josh Dobbs, I mean, he wasn't even our quarterback too. Now he's going to back up, you know, and be the quarterback for Drake May, the backup. Elijah Mitchell, $3.5 million. I wouldn't mind keeping him, but instead you're going to keep Patrick Taylor Jr., who's healthy and a vet and a good backup option. I don't mind that. Patrick Taylor Jr. should have been, I was barking up this tree the whole time. He should have been getting 50-50 snaps with Isaac Garendo as soon as Mason and CMC work out. Like, Patrick Taylor Jr. was a better running back this year than Isaac Garendo was, and it wasn't even close. Way more consistent. Does he have the splash? No. But he knew the playbook. He could do everything. He could at least run a screen right and go through the right hole. And so, yeah, you got to get the young pups reps, and I'm glad that they did. But guess what happened to Isaac Garendo? Hurt again. Dude just can't stay healthy. Never has. And, you know, it's 5 years or 6 years in college, never stayed healthy. And 1 year with the 49ers didn't stay healthy. I like him, but it's just, man, he's way too raw. And that's hard for a 25-year-old rookie to say those things, but it hurts. It does hurt. So, again, Drake Greenlaw, killer. I put Jalen Moore and Huff. Those are the next two. Then, of course, Charvarius and the rest. Don't care about Aaron Banks. Don't care about Josh Dobbs. Don't care about Elijah Mitchell. So the pain factor per person you lost, it's the accumulative, right? And then you get a number two tight end that most people haven't heard of. I knew who he was, but I get it. Not a lot of people did. And then minutes after Drake Greenlaw, you find out he's leaving, you get a little blip of, oh, you signed Kevin Givens to a one-year deal. And it's just like, what the fuck? You know, that's how it felt. And so the draft is everything. The draft is everything. You got 11 picks. Now, there is a little bit of good news. It's right here, baby. I am so excited. The 49ers Rush Road Trip is heading into year 6. We started back in 2019, and we're coming home to the Bay Area. For the draft, we're going to be live downtown in the North Beach area at the historic Broadway Studios for day 1. And day 2 of the NFL draft. So come join us. We're going to join the faithful live broadcast of draft picks as they are coming in live time with full TVs. We got big screens. We've got trivia. We've got giveaways and much, much more. Doors will open 1 day before or 1 hour before the draft starts on both days. And if you're coming from work, no worries. If your ticket, you buy your ticket, automatic guaranteed entrance. Show up whenever you can. Kids get in free. And if you are struggling trying to get your youngsters to be more on board with the 49ers or the draft or whatever, bring them out to an event. They get in free with a ticketed adult, and we make sure our entire team knows kids come first. Every single youngster leaves with something tangible that they can tie to this experience. Come give it a shot. Tickets are currently only $20 for each day. That's it. We're not trying to make a lot of money on this. We're just trying to build a wonderful experience. So go to 49ersrushroadtrip.com. Get your tickets today for day 1 and day 2 of the NFL draft. Prices will go up, but with where they are right now, just $20 a piece and kids get in free. Join us, 49ersrushroadtrip.com. All right, now, right here, there's a couple things. John, how could we not address the center position? This draft is a must. I just can't stand Jake Brendel. There are certain people that are just like, this is how you play football. There are certain people that's like, this is how you don't play football. Jake Brendel's top of the list. Cannot block till the whistle. Can't move anybody. Quits every single play. He's tough as hell. You got to give him that. But it looks like the 49ers about to move into year four with Jake Brendel. And this idea of Kyle Shanahan and Chris Forster just being like, nah, we don't care about the offensive line. It's not important to us. It is not important to us. I hate it. It's my biggest critique of one Chris Forster to the point where I'm like, I'm ready to move on from this guy, which is crazy. He's a legendary, might even end up in the Hall of Fame, you know, one day, one of the best positional coaches in the NFL. But it's just like, you got to give him some groceries to work with. You have to. And so the idea that Ben Bartsch is a starter, all right. The idea that Jake Brendel is going to continue to start, man, Colton McKivitt's going to continue to start. And like, McKivitt's and Jake Brendel aren't even in the same world, in my opinion. They're not even in the same world. Jake Brendel sucks. He's terrible. He's so freaking bad. He was 35th out of 35 centers that qualified last year. Dead last. Now he's getting older. So there are centers. Josh Myers is available. James Daniels is available. If you want to like take a super deep shot, Coleman Shelton is available. But yeah, like it's the center is just, it's rough. Michael, what's up, my friend? We have to draft a center or guys that can play center. We have to. You have to. And again, second round, Zabel. Third round, Jared Wilson. If you want to throw Marcus Bell into that conversation, cool with that. And then, you know, fifth round, you can talk Jake Majors or Seth McLaughlin. Like, there's guys that are there, but man, it's just so dismal knowing the offensive line sucks and it's going to continue to suck. It's not getting better. Now, you can adjust that in the draft, which you probably should address those things, but it's just like, man, when Ryan Kelly signs for $9 million a year, $9 million. That is a killer. That is a killer. So yeah, right here, Uncle Salty, Grace Bell, Marcus Bell, Jared Wilson, Monheim, USC guy, Jake Majors. There's guys that you could get. And now we're back to the, well, Shanahan doesn't draft rookie centers. We sure as hell should. Should have done it last year. Should have done it the year before, over again. Like, he has passed on quality center, time and time again. Now you get back Patrick Taylor Jr. and Kevin Givens. I think those are nice back into the roster plays. Kevin Givens, like, there's no problem with Kevin Givens being your defensive tackle four. Like, he could do that. He is the prototypical three tech that the Niners love, the slasher matchup problem nightmare. And man, you know what's crazy? Kevin Givens is now one of the longest tenured 49ers. He came in the 2019 year with Nick Bosa, Debo, Dre Greenlaw, Mitch Wisnowski, and Kevin Givens. Now, it's just, is Mitch going to be back? We'll see. He shouldn't be, but that's another discussion. Man, that's crazy. So now Kevin Givens is one of the longest tenured Niners. He's been injured a lot, but not a bad depth piece that knows the defense, vet in the room that can show everybody what's going on. Ah. Man, and then Patrick Taylor, running back depth, and you need it because CFC injury history. Jordan Mason, now you got to kind of say injury history. He's not even signed. You haven't tendered Jordan Mason yet. Isaac Arendo, yeesh. Yeah, there's trouble. And Kyle Juszczyk, we'll see. I know half this chat was just like, ah, stuff that. But, you know, if you're looking at linebackers, let's say you want to go, let's go through some positions. Dre Greenlaw was the top guy. Robert Spillane was probably the second guy. Eric Kendricks, Niners wanted him last year. He ducked. I would not offer him again. Kaiser White, Jerome Baker. Not a lot of guys that I'm just like, ooh, I really want these off-ball linebackers. Draft is probably where you got to go or go with the guys you got. That's not good. Safety position is always a little late. Justin Reed, who I think is the top safety, still available. Javon Holland, top-tier safety, available. Marcus Williams, playmaking, interception, turnover-type safety, available. Justin Simmons, there's guys. Julian Blackman, Xavier, like, there's guys that you can get in the safety spot. I want somebody with speed. Corners, do we want to go? Most of the corners are gone. Brian Murphy Jr., still available. Rasul Douglas, still available. Asante Samuel Jr., he's a fit. Slade, he signed. Christian Fulton, Mike Hilton, yeah. Noah Igbinoghe, I wouldn't mind him. Mike Hughes, like, there's guys. Eric Stokes might be a better fit, actually, if you want speed. So, like, you know, what position? Center, dog trash. Guard, tackle, no, you can't do that now. There are no tackles left. Tyron Smith, he ain't going to come be a backup swing tackle at age 55. Cam Robinson, no. Jedrick Wills, no. Like, I think you got to go in the draft now, which I'm okay. I will say this. Losing Jalen Moore makes drafting a tackle more likely in the first round. Obviously, it's not your biggest need. Defensive tackle is your biggest need at a premium position. But if we're reading tea leaves, I do think that the tackle position is much more important now. Like, what is your long-term plan there? I don't think that it's in the room. Even if you believe Colton McKivitz is going to be your right tackle for the next decade, like, the Niners are notorious for drafting a year out. A year out. If that's the case, Trent ain't got much longer in him. You kind of gotten all that you could get, and, you know, maybe he wants to come back as well, but, oh. Mike, he says, John, I'm losing faith in Kyle and John when it comes to the draft. They did well last year, but I feel like this draft could make or break both. And they got 11 picks. And they're coming off one of their strongest draft performances. I think the 2019 draft, again, Bosa, I just went through it, right? Bosa, Debo, Greenlaw. Like, damn, that was good. Whew. Even, you know, throwing Kevin Givens as an undrafted free agent, great. But then you go back to last year, good Lord, Pearsall. Didn't like it, but that's not a miss. That's not a miss. Renardo, whew, Pooney, yeah. Mustafa, yeah. Like, if you can get those four contributing starters with 11 picks, man, you get four starters, you're good. And you go into this draft, and you nail, you get a stud D lineman, stud offensive lineman, linebacker, and a safety. Like, if I could pick those four positions, whew. And we look back on the 2025 free agency Red Wedding, and we're just like, man, they kind of did what they had to do. Now, is that going to be the case? Yeah, I don't know. I really, really don't know. I still don't think Ricky Pearsall was worth a first-round pick, but he's a damn good player, and he's going to be a wide receiver for us. Is he going to have some more issues? Sure. But, like, you got a guy. He's a guy. He is a playmaker that offers killer route running moves versus man coverage. That is valuable in today's NFL. Shoot, I wanted Darius Slayton so bad. He's gone. He stayed with the Giants, $9 million a year. He can't do what Ricky does. Like, shoot, man, Diami Brown got $10 million for a one-year deal. Like, the wide receivers, they're just insane, man. And so, like, I still want a veteran wide receiver. There's still a lot of those available. Stephon Diggs, Keenan Allen, Hopkins, Amari Cooper, Tyler Lockett. I do not want Tyler Lockett. Elijah Moore, Nick Westbrook, Akine. I would really, really like him. Demarcus Robinson, Brandon Cooks, Tim Patrick. Like, there, Noah Brown. Like, there are guys there. I mean, shoot, Josh Palmer got 3 years for $36 million. Josh Palmer? What? Like, that's crazy to me. The wide receiver market is just, man, it's bananas. It is bananas. So I'm just, yeah, I'm good there. I'm good there. Let's see here. And so I don't think that this is every single season is a rebuild. And so this is the next part of my show, and I'm going to get in trouble because I told my wife I was going to go live earlier, and then the Drake Greenlaw thing happened, and I've had meetings, but whatever. Jen's going to be upset because just like 49ers are upset, we're going to have a quiet dinner. And I ain't even got alcohol to drink. Thanks a lot, Michael. But that's okay. So the next topic of this show, because this is, I keep seeing this, 49ers full on rebuild, right? And I'm just like, I'm not so sure about that. So that's our next topic.
If you're serious about sports betting, you need a sports book that actually works for you. And that's why I use my bookie. I've been working with them for over 5 years now. And my bookie, you're in control. Better odds, better wins, less hassle than other guys, with the biggest selection of player bets and prop bets. Early cash out options, live betting lets you jump in at any time. So if you miss it before tip-off or game time starts, guess what? You get to play your way. Whether you're locking in picks pregame, riding the action live, MyBookie makes sure you always have access to the action. It's not just sports. MyBookie hosts the party that never ends with full-fledged casino. They've got everything from blackjack, roulette, video poker, slots, you name it. So if you're new to MyBookie, sign up now with promo code 49ERS or use this QR code next to me. Get a deposit bonus up to $2,000. Remember, gambling is a marathon, not a sprint, and it's all about building up your funds over time. Don't settle for second-rate book. Bet smarter, win bigger, only at MyBookie.
Shout out to my man Shane, Arizona 49ers Empire. I'm trying not to be sad. Got to look to the future and get younger. I understand it just sucks, and it does. That is the appropriate. 49ers are taking their medicine. Like you are. You wanted to keep Hufanga. You wanted to keep Greenlaw. You wanted to keep Jalen Moore. I don't think you wanted to keep Mitchell, Dobbs, Ward. I just don't think it's that great of a fit anymore, and it was going to be a little too pricey for an older player. He still got a lot to contribute, but like, I get it. It makes sense. Like the Greenlaw one is the one where it's just like, damn. So like everybody's just like, oh, well, we're just rebuilding. I don't understand that. I really, really don't. Whenever you look at the 49ers roster, you still have premium talent at every single position group across the board, offense and defense, every single one. Trent Williams is still Trent Williams. Still got Brock Purdy. You still got Christian McCaffrey. Now, how much do you count on Christian McCaffrey? That's a different discussion. But if he's playing, you're getting top five running back value. With what he could do with the pass game, like I'm telling you, don't count out Christian McCaffrey. George Kittle, best tight end in the NFL last year. I don't give a damn what anybody says. It wasn't even close. Ayuk, yeah, coming off the ACL, but still, dude's 27. He's young. Ricky Pearsall, cool. Like, you have players. Dominique Pooney has to be involved in this now. Pro Bowl level play from the right guard position. That's not a rebuilding offense. Is it loaded? Are you star-studded at every position? No. But, like, that's not a rebuilding offense. If you looked across all 32 teams and you just look at the 49ers' offensive weapons, you're in the top 10. That's not a rebuilding offense, all right? Let's go defense. Nick Bosa? Come on. Fred Warner? Let's go. Fred Warner was the only all-pro player in the entire division last year. We're in a shitty division. You have to keep that in mind. Sam Darnold is now a quarterback you get to face twice a year. On a terrible, with behind a terrible offensive line. Like, you understand that. Renardo Green, Diamador Lenore, that's an all-pro type player. He hasn't got it yet. But I'm just saying, Malik Mustafa, come on, man. Like, you have stud pieces peppered throughout this roster. It's every single year we lose. The 49ers have been dominating the compensation pick formula since 2019. It's not new. It's not new that you lose so much. It's not. Now, maybe all within 2 hours of the first day of free agency, it hurts a little bit more. Yes. Oh, wow. Source. Kyle Juszczyk is being released. He is set to hit free agency and wants to continue played. Add to the paid. So, Kyle Juszczyk, another guy gone. Another guy gone. You know, this chat was blowing up about, you know, Kyle Juszczyk being released. He is now gone. That's another hole. Some people are going to be like, "What?" And again, for people saying, put Isaac Garrido there, that dude can't block for shit. Like, I remember in my draft profile, pass protection solid. That dude sucked so bad blocking this year. Like, that guy, I'm sorry. I like Isaac Garrido. He needs to learn one thing. Like, You don't have to learn all these things. You got to learn one thing. Just learn how to run outside zone. Learn how to run a screen pass where you're in the right spot. Like, learn one thing. Learn one thing first. So, like, I understand, like, the whatever. That dude ain't it. See, John, it's a freaking rebuild. Bobo, you've been wanting to get him fired or released for a long time. It doesn't bother me. I have been screaming, Kyle Juszczyk should never play more than 20 snaps ever. Ever. Now, do you have a fullback? There are fullbacks. And we're in the draft that you can get, are there fullbacks? Not even really a category, you know, that you could get out there. Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt. Let me see. Let me go to my other running back, fullback. Patrick Ricard, he's available. Michael Burton, he's available. Reggie Gillum, he's available. Robert Burns, available. Adam Prentice, available. Like, there are fullbacks out there. Go get one of those guys. Patrick Ricard, younger. How old is Patrick Ricard? Let's see here. Patrick Ricard. Yeah, go get him. He's 30 years old. He's like 3 years younger than Juice. Go get him. Five times all pro. He was all pro this year. Go get him. Like, is he going to be cheaper than Juice? Probably not. Probably not. Probably not. And I do love Kyle Juszczyk, and I wanted him to hit the 10-year. He was the mainstay from the 2017 free agent class, but you got everything you needed out of Juice until you did it. And yeah, it was rough. Scataboo makes a little bit more sense. Scataboo could do that role. You're going to have to draft him a little too high. Oh, man. Roy, John, if this draft doesn't hit correctly with the picks, they will be in the hot seat. Yeah, if you don't make the playoffs this year, the hot seat starts next year. People that are saying Kyle's on the hot seat now are idiots. Do you understand Chris Ballard is still employed? Do you understand Joe Schoen is still employed? Brian Daboll is still employed? Like, look across the NFL. Like, you have to put things into perspective. You have to. And, like, I understand we're in a 49ers bubble. I get it. Like, there are bad coaches across the NFL, peppered with bad coaches. Kyle ain't in that conversation. Kyle's a good coach. Does he have flaws? You bet your ass he does. Yeah, stops running in close games, you know, refuses to invest in offensive line. Yeah, major issues. But to say, like, on the hot seat, we ain't there yet. You have another year like this, maybe. Then maybe. But again, I don't see this as, I don't know. Every single team in the NFL does rebuild whatever. Every single team does. Some teams are bigger buyers than whatever in a given year. The 49ers build through comp picks. That's nothing new. You lost more in a small window for sure. Now we have to see what the 49ers will do. But yeah, with Juszczyk gone, that's different. That is different for sure. Michael, appreciate the super chat. John, your player countdown will look a lot different this year. Everything's a little, man, that player countdown every year is such a beast, but I love it. Yeah, it's going to be different. A lot of roster turnover. And so you go back to 2019. That team was stacked. 2020, team was stacked and then everybody got hurt. 2021, stacked. And then you traded up for Trey Lance. And then the depth started going. You started paying top-tier players. Started missing on draft picks whenever you didn't have them because you traded them away. This is not the deep team that it was. You have 11 picks to remedy that this year. You're going to have 11 picks again next year. The writing is that you build through the draft. It's sustainable. Not in these huge high-priced free agents. So, you know, I do like the tight end. I like Luke Farrell. I talked about it a while ago. It makes sense. It makes Kittle more dynamic. Helps Colton McKivitz. That's the idea. Helps your special teams. And it helps your run game. Way better run blocker than Eric Saubert has ever been. And so Eric Saubert was supposed to be the tight end three. They tried to get a tight end two and it fell apart. You signed Luke Farrell to be the tight end two. He's not your move piece. He's not going to get a lot of receptions. And that's not why you got him. Oh, man. Yeah, I did a joke mock draft where every single pick was just a defensive tackle. And people never get jokes. You know, the social media is not designed for sarcasm. And like people are like, dude, this is so stupid. Why would you target this player over that player? And it's just like, whatever. But anyway, defensive tackle is a major need. It really, really is. And yeah, I don't think that the team's going to get a compensation pick for Elijah leaving, because you can only get four player comp picks. And those four player comp picks, you're getting a fourth for Charvarius Ward. You're going to get a fourth for Aaron Banks. You're going to get a fourth for Jalen Moore. And you're going to get a fourth/fifth round for Talanoa Hufanga. You're only allowed to get four. Drake Greenlaw would count as a fifth, but you only get four. Josh Dobbs would count as a seventh, but he's canceled out by Luke Farrell. Elijah Mitchell would count maybe as a seventh based on his playing time. But again, you can only get four player comp picks. So the 49ers can go out and sign more players now that will not affect the compensation pick formula. Unless you sign a player for over $15 million per year, I doubt that they're in that ballpark. I don't know of a position or a player that maybe wide receiver, because wide receivers just make so much damn money, even if they suck. But yeah, you can go sign Ricard, right? Patrick Ricard, the fullback, for, I don't know, $7 million a year. It won't affect the compensation pick formula at all. Unless you sign a player over $15 million, it's not, you're maxing out the compensation picks next year. Let's just be very, very honest. Very honest. And, you know, we're heading to elite mediocrity. I'm not so sure about that. I still have a lot of faith in this team and coaching. The coaching staff got better, guys. Coaching matters a lot. Coaching matters. And going from Nick Sorensen to Robert Saleh is like the ultimate glow up of all time. Going from Snyder to a new special teams coordinator, I'm cool with that too. Sin, John, are these comp picks usable this year? No. The 49ers will get all their comp picks this year, right? So, again, if we go back to just the chart, this shows you, Sin, the 49ers comp picks for this draft, you're getting three. Chase Young, fourth rounder. Sam Darnold, fourth rounder. Ray McLeod, seventh round. These aren't finalized yet. They should be finalized this week. That's for this year. So comp picks are always delayed. So for next year, you're getting fourth, fifth. That's what it's looking like right now. Now, new signings, new players that you pick up will count into that. But, man, I don't see the 49ers signing a $15 million a year guy. I don't see it. I don't see it. So we'll have to see. The therapy, I don't know if I did my job. I'm not here to placate you, but I wanted you to get stuff off your chest. When you look at all the signings at once in a giant lump sum, it hurts. I'm sitting here telling you, Drake Greenlaw hurts. Talanoa Hufanga hurts, but we kind of replaced him already. Jalen Moore hurts. Charvarius Ward was never coming back and not the best scheme fit anymore. Aaron Banks, God, nothing. Dobbs, nothing. Elijah Mitchell, nothing. Kyle Juszczyk hurts more than those guys. Can you replace him? Can you replace them? That's kind of where you got to see. The draft is key, guys. And we're just going to keep, you know, pounding the walls on everything that we can for the draft. And I hope you come join us. I'm so excited. We put so much time, money, emphasis, and we're going to keep building this party out. For days one and two of the draft, we're going to be at Broadway Studios in San Francisco downtown in North Beach area. Come join us. Get your tickets, 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Got a lot of stuff to do this week. And I think the Niners are going to be a lot more active tomorrow and Wednesday with some of these. Hey, we're not overpaying. And so if you're pissed about the 49ers having all these bad contracts and dead money and leading the NFL in dead money, this is how you fix it. This is how you fix it. You wait, and you give out good contracts, bargain contracts, and make players play above what they're getting paid. That's where the 49ers are heading. Really appreciate you guys and so thankful. I know it's frustrating. Wait, patience. Let's see what happens. The draft is key this year. The draft is key. You hit last year in the draft. You got to do it again. Till next time. Love y'all. Sorry today sucked. Till next time. Stay strong, faithful.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.